I'm ready to party. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Welcome to Thursday's
Guys,
podcast.
Tune in to the show right now because I've come up with an ingenious idea to replace keep cups.
Wow.
I think I did, actually.
Well, yeah. Not really. Then it you started
that
and then
actually
I took it.
It was a team thing.
There's always that one person.
You'll quite clearly hear my voice
team
say,
environment who
I've
takes,
got an idea.
Takes a general discussion idea and
you
then claims
it as
their own. You guys
listen and tell us what you think in the podcast
notes. That's the worst.
You know what? Lee's was the person in high school.
I was still here.
Who didn't actually contribute to the assignment.
Bullshit.
Was like...
Bullshit. I was f***ing type A personality. Oops.
Rubbish. You teamed up with the smart kids and let them carry the load.
I was the smart kid.
While you were off doing nangs in a stairwell.
You know what? I was so good at time management that I had time to do nangs in the... Also, I only ever did nangs in the stairwell once. And
I didn't even know
here.
What a nang was until I met Lee's 20
God.
Years later.
Lee's is like the person who's like, hey, Simon should be in Helvetica.
I made that assignment. Yeah.
You know what?
She
Maggie,
put it in the assignment
Maggie,
box.
If you're listening, and I know you listen, can you call? I'm going to get you to call another podcast episode and you're going to tell them what I was like at uni, okay? Mm. Call. Mm. You're going to hear from Maggie next
week at some point. Some bloke like leave free smokes on your car and everything at uni?
That's how people flirted with me.
Because, yeah. Well, that's, you know.
Yeah, well, what?
All right.
You weren't in the library, were you, doing the group assignment?
Here's today's show where Sarah and I came up with an ingenious idea for keep cups.
Those two girls.
Morning.
Good morning, all.
Lee's is now madly struggling to find a session of Rocket Man at the cinemas today that will fit in with her hectic schedule of a hair appointment and going to the dentist.
Well, listen, I'm very nervous about the dentist appointment, so I need something to relax me.
Well,
You know what? I don't know if it's that kind of movie. It's a pretty intense story.
Well, what do you suggest I see then?
Well, Aladdin's getting slammed by the critics.
Like critics. Okay. So I don't care what the critics say, Scott.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, dear.
What I do care about?
Yeah.
A woman in Florida who asked for free fries at the drive-thru, didn't get them, and then got very, very, very upset. Is she right or is she wrong?
Or is
when you
she
say she's
Carl
in Florida, or? Do you actually mean she's you and you're trying to put a different location on this? Because this sounds very familiar.
Look,
remember when you pulled up to get
order.
A free coffee and the barista who was on didn't know your name or your order and you got a little bit diva-ish.
No, that story has since... there's more to that story and I'm angrier again. So I have a very special card that gives me a free coffee. Every day.
It's
I'm
a VIP
very, very
card,
lucky.
Card, guys. You can't have one.
No, I'm very lucky. Anyway, as it turns out, depending on the drive-thru that I go to, some of the managers who are so by the book, they read the whole card and they go, I'm sorry, ma'am, you can only get these when you walk into our store. You can't get them at the drive-thru.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no one else seems to care because I get one every morning through the drive-thru. Then I handed my keep cup because I'm an environmental warrior and she said, no, we can't accept those through the drive-thru either. You can only hand over your keep cup over the counter. And I said, there's only one orangutan left.
What?
Take my keep cup.
This keep cup thing is becoming an issue for me too because I have followed suit and I'm trying to remember my keep cup wherever I go. And I'm going to tell you about that up next.
There you go, Scott.
Wow.
There's more. It's catching is all I'm saying.
Okay, cool. I'm going to hit play. Our little computer system in here has crashed. Unlike that break just then.
We never decided, was this lady right or wrong to ask for free fries?
Well, she was wrong. Did she have a voucher that entitled her to free fries or did she just rock up?
She placed a large order and then she just cheekily said, could you throw in
wrong.
Some free fries?
No.
It was me.
Bloody knew it. Lee, for once in your life, you are being a good influence on me. But it's taking up my precious time because since we found out that using a takeaway coffee cup takes 400 years to break. Every takeaway coffee cup takes 400 years to break down. I really have been making a very strong effort to remember to bring my keep cup with me to cafes. I've got one at home that never seems to leave and one in the car that's always filthy.
Okay, so the one at home you should just pop in your handbag.
I should.
One in the handbag, one in the car. Yes, that's how
I should. Done. Okay, so I went to the shops yesterday. I realised I'd left my filthy keep cup in the car. I went to order a coffee and I was going to just ask for a takeaway so I could continue to meander around the shops. But I had you in my head screaming at me in your dulcet tones, Sarah, 400 years until that's gone from the world. And so I now have to order in a mug and
I'm
I have
so
to sit down and drink it. That I look like the angriest person in the cafe, well, sitting down, drinking out of my mug.
I agree with you that there is something about sipping a coffee out of a takeaway cup.
Yes.
I get it. It was a massive deal for me to change that behaviour
too. I would say the same thing with straws.
I don't like the cardboard straws.
The cardboard straws. I had one in the juice yesterday and by the time you get to the end of it, it's like you're sucking on an old cigar.
Yeah. Yep.
It's terrible.
I know. But what you can do is you can just buy a stainless steel one.
Okay. What, and then I've got to remember a stainless steel straw as well.
Yeah,
Are you at that stage
yet? No, I'm not at that stage. I'm not.
I'd rather just swig it than have to do that. But the mugs.
Okay, I'm proud of you.
Do you know how many mugs of coffee I had at the shop yesterday?
How many?
Three.
What? Oh.
Three. I was there for a long time because I ran
so
into
what
a friend.
Happens, are you allowed to take the mug with you?
And then return it.
What if you said, exactly, what if you said to the coffee place, the cafe that you stop at, look, I've forgotten my keep cup. Do you mind if I walk around the Westfield with your porcelain mug?
I did not think of that.
And I will want, here's my phone number, here's my engagement ring, here's my firstborn, I will return.
Who's
well,
got,
I wonder if
what,
that
who's
happens.
Got a shot to trial that before Monday? I know no one's going to get it done today.
Yeah,
before
I can.
Monday.
Can I'm sure I'll be at the shops got, again before Monday.
You have a trustworthy face. Like, just what, I
Thank
wonder
you.
What they would say.
That's not a bad opportunity for cafes. Or they charge a surcharge. You want the mug, there's an extra dollar, you get a dollar when you bring the mug back.
That's clever.
Guys, I think I may, as the leading environmentalist in this team, I think I may have started something.
Can I tell you a little trick that I've learned? Our cafe around the corner, you know, the one
yes.
that everyone goes
yeah.
to, they have a discount for keep cup situations.
Yeah.
Mm. And I thought, how can I get around this when I forget my keep cup? I take a mug from work.
There you go.
Dead set out of the cupboard and walk around with it. Yeah. Don't fill it right to the top, please, guys. I've got to walk back.
Well,
so maybe
we are solving the coffee cup problems of the world today, aren't we? Okay, so before Monday.
Although I've just found a hole in my in this proposition.
Already?
Yeah. I think the cafe owners are going to say, no, there's a risk. There's a safety risk because there's no lid on it. And if you're walking around.
What if I didn't ask? What if I sat down? And then just got up and walked around.
You don't have that in you, Sarah.
I do. That's a rebellious streak that I could live with.
No, I think a little bit of anger comes out. So they go, hey, it's a safety risk. You go, it's a safety risk. Me
for
putting
our
another piece of rubbish.
400 years.
So maybe the deal is you have to drink half of it while you're standing at the counter. So that it doesn't splish splosh as you walk. And then once you've downed half of it, then you're free to walk around. But you must return it. We're not saying you're
yes.
stealing a porcelain
no.
mug.
No.
All right, let's try
remember
it.
My keep cup, but that's
Suppose
proving very difficult.
We just can't help saving the earth together. It's great work, guys.
No,
I mean
so
when was
early.
The last time you saw a bee? Like, think about it, guys.
Remember
when you were kids?
There was one
there were
sitting
bees
on my,
everywhere.
There was one sitting on my balcony when I got home.
Shut
yesterday.
Up, Scott. There was not.
Also, all the city buildings have beehives on them here.
They, remember
not
when
all
you remember
oh
when
my
you
gosh.
Remember
Look
when Lise told that story where she legitimately thought a lady befriended bees?
She legitimately did. She cared.
She did not. She did
all right,
not. That's,
get to the
you're
songs.
Turning into that.
Those two girls.
You like paper. And I like potato.
You like tomato.
And I like tomato.
Potato.
Potato. Tomato.
Tomato.
Every week. Every time. Two types of people in the world for any given situation or opinion. And Lise, what have we got this week?
Well, this week I came across a news story about a store that has put up a sign saying, pajama wear is not acceptable in this store. Thank you for your cooperation, store manager. So basically this woman has said, I don't want to see people rocking up in their Uggies, in their loungewear, in their PJ flannies. Wear clothes if you're out in a retail environment. Pajamas are not acceptable. Now, at this time of the year, Sarah, where the wind chill factor is skyrocketing, people, I feel, are going out and about in their pajamas a little bit more than usual. So where do we sit on this? Do you wear your pajamas in public or do you not? There's two types of people in the world.
I have worn my pajamas in public before, can confirm.
See, that surprises me. I thought you'd have a hard line on these things.
No.
Because you're quite prim and proper. You like to put yourself together most of the time. But now you're saying that no. In fact, you're a slob.
Yeah, well... Yes, if I've got places to be and it's a reasonable... I mean, I wouldn't go to the shops at midday in my pyjamas.
Like, which shop have you gone
to? I've gone to a 7-Eleven in my PJs to get bread and milk.
At night or in the morning?
Early morning.
What sort of pyjamas are you talking about?
Oh, like definitely noticeable pyjamas, like flannelettes. What?
What footwear accompanies
Slippers.
This? Slippers.
Yes.
Like not even a boot.
No. Ugg boots. They're a boot. They're a shoe. They're a solid shoe.
Okay.
I mean, one of my friends put up on her Facebook yesterday, could she do the school run in her Ugg boots? I have no problem with that whatsoever.
I have no problem with Ugg boots, but
okay, So you've never done a PJ run?
No.
You
yeah,
have
I
never
have not.
Done a PJ
I've
run.
I've done a tracky dack run.
It's not pyjamas, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I've done trackies and a hoodie. And Ugg boots, but
That's not pajamas. Okay? You look like you're about to rob the place if
you're
doing that.
Sarah, could I ever look like that?
Yes. Confirmed. Scott, have you ever done a PJ run?
This is interesting.
Oh, gosh.
Only ever as a novelty. Like, it was a conscious, ha-ha, we're the boys, let's go to the store at our PJs.
Yeah.
Would never... Like, I would always make the choice to get changed.
But did anybody, like, nobody even batted an eyelid when I would go in my PJs for a quick
thought you were the
dash.
Crazy cat lady.
I don't think people care that much.
Well.
13, 10, 60. Which side are you on this? Are you with Sarah? Wear your PJs to the store, it's fine.
Is or it
are
acceptable?
You with Lee's, no dealio. You weirdo. 13, 10, 60. Can you wear pajamas out in public? To go shopping? I suppose just any public place.
Well, I guess
any
so.
Any dash into a store,
I mean,
have
if,
you done
if
it?
If that shop that you've said that's put up the sign saying no pajama wear is allowed in store, there should be a protest. There should be a lie-in out the front of everyone just in their PJs.
Sarah, when you dash into the store in your PJs, do you do an accompanying, like, quick step? Do you know what I mean?
No,
like,
because if you're
verbalize?
In your PJs, you need to own it. You actually need to really kind of, like,
strut.
This is who I am as a person.
You aren't,
what are you going to do about
it? You aren't even prepared to have to be like, oh, sorry, it's a busy day.
No.
Yeah, I would verbalise my way through the aisles. I'd be like, oh, quick one. Oh, here I go. Sorry, PJs, had to jump in.
30, 10, 60, pajamas
no, I move like
in public.
A panther.
Elias, PJs in public or not ever?
Good morning, girls. Never. I'm team Leafs with this all the way. You don't go past your mailbox or your trash can with your pajamas on. Just if you're a PJ wearer in public, you should be treated like fair wearers, and you get red paint thrown at you, and people yell, "No more pajamas! No more pajamas!"
Wow, have you had a bad pajama experience, Elias? So much anti-pajama sentiment there.
No, it's just I don't know. It just shows that you can't just slip on simple tracksuit or shorts or something. And go out in public. I mean, and I think, did you say, Sarah, that they should boycott the store?
Yeah.
She did, yeah.
She did. Well,
no, you can't. They can't get a line at Centrelink. They'll lose their spot if they go boycott the store.
Wow. Big words from Elias. Dell on 13 10 60. Do you wear pyjamas if you have to duck to the shops very quickly or not?
Definitely. I mean... Within reason, I wouldn't go in, say, a little night slip with my nipples sticking through.
Oh, that's a shame.
A T-shirt, my hair in a bun, would not care.
Yeah, with just some PJ pants on. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the standard of clothes today, people are a little lot less conservative with what they wear in public in general.
Yes, so, yes.
I think pyjamas, people can move past that.
Yeah, I'm with Del. If you just got to quickly duck in to get some bread and milk or what have you, then no one bats an eye.
You've just got to own it, you reckon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right. Nara, round us out. PJs in public or no PJs in public? Unacceptable.
Definitely not. Totally unacceptable. But my dad thinks the total opposite because he
likes. Here we go. I feel like there's going to be a good dad story coming on here, Nara.
Yeah. So my dad likes to go to the servo for milk and bread in his robe with only his jocks underneath.
Oh my God, I love him.
Is that only when you're around? So because he knows it will rile you up.
No, just that's his general thing. Just not doing it for anybody, but
that is amazing. Does.
But my question is, does anybody care when your dad does do that?
That is a level of confidence.
This is what I mean. Yeah. People who wear pajamas to wear a more confident
brief. Nara's dad is aspirational to me. Like, I wouldn't do pajamas, but I might do a robe with nothing under it. Like, if you wear, like,
oh my gosh, Lee.
How is that 57 than what I'm presenting?
57% of people are okay with PJs in public.
Oh my gosh, I finally got one over the line.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I've just read that gaming disorder is now officially recognised as a disease by the World Health Organisation.
It's
right?
An addiction.
Yes,
isn't it?
It's saying it's a problem when it's prioritised over other important responsibilities and begins to result in negative impacts on your life. And it, basically, you've got to sort of have had it for 12 months for you to be classed as that. Well, here's the thing. I've been a gamer for 5 days.
What? What are you
five
playing?
5 days.
Like Call of Duty or something.
And I have to intervene on myself. So on Saturday, I don't know why, for some reason, I downloaded the Candy Crush Saga to my phone.
Sweet.
wasn't that sweet noise.
Wasn't that cool like 10 years ago?
I'm very late to any party. I run my own race, okay? So it came out in 2012 and it's a free-to-play game where you have to smash different coloured bits of
it's like fruit
lollies.
Tetris, right?
Yeah, basically. Now, in the 5 days, it has started to take over my life. Whenever I have a free moment, I am playing Candy Crush Saga. So much so that you run out of lives after a certain period of time.
Okay.
I've gone and downloaded other Candy Crush offshoots so that I can play them until I reboot lives. It's not good, Lee. Like, I was playing it in the breaks today. Could you tell?
Yes, I could. This has been a very subpar show.
I've been off my
show.
Game in today's show. It's
Sarah,
because of Candy Crush Saga.
You know what? I can't do games on my phone. Do you know, last time, do you know what happened? You made me download this game called Word Stacks.
Yes.
Which I thoroughly enjoyed. It's like a crossword.
Yep.
And do you know what happened after I played Word Stacks for like 2 weeks?
What?
I had to get glasses.
That is not because you are playing
to
Word
Stacks. It absolutely is. There is something about that screen, Sarah, and I had to go to an optometrist,
rubbish.
Guys, and what am I wearing on my face right now? Bloody spectacles.
I can't wait till she's an old lady and just complains about things left, right and centre.
What do you mean an old lady?
I got onto Word Stacks because my friend uses it as brain games to keep her brain active.
Producer Aaron, you said that you had a hack for Sarah, a Candy Crush hack.
I have a sneaking suspicion he can't hear us out there right now.
He doesn't want to hear us out there.
I'm pretty sure he's listening to Nova.
Producer Aaron, can you come in and tell us the hack for Candy Crush told me in the break?
The Candy Crush hack that you...
I'm trying to...
Should we even tell her, though? Because if she's already addicted...
You know how we have to get up so early for work? Like, I've been lying in bed in the glow of my phone playing Candy Crush.
Producer Aaron's here. You told me in the break that you had an amazing hack to reboot lives on Candy Crush. Do you want to tell Sarah and get her further addicted?
Absolutely. So you have to jump in your settings, flick the date on your phone forward by like a few hours, full lives again.
So you forward your calendar to the next day.
That's cheating.
But the novelty, when did you play Candy Crush when it came out, you know?
I think I had it on my iPod Touch in like grade 10.
Okay. Did the novelty wear off?
It comes and goes in waves.
Oh, right. Looks like I'm in this for life.
Just like Dean Lewis.
I wonder if that's what that song's about. Candy Crush.
Candy Crush. It comes and goes in waves.
Sweet.
That way, yeah. If you had a
anyway,
that
you're gonna like get ready to get like thicker glasses, Sarah. Your eyes are going to be screwed.
Oh my God. Oh. Lise, today's mission for you is to research the psychological phenomenon of correlation is not causation. Okay.
Oh, well, you know what? Scott, this is why Aaron and I like this, because when we were at staff drinks on Friday, we both ducked off to the pokies for 10 minutes. Put a couple of dollars in the pokies because we hear the ding, 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 ding. It's lines matching up.
There was nothing weird about that, just so you know. When people were like, oh, Aaron and Sarah have gone to play pokies, no one was like, that's weird. That's odd. Everyone was like, that makes sense.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was today's show. Guys, I've got some news.
What?
I'm going to have to leave you guys to do the podcast outro. Me.
All right, go and do your other job.
Well, now, can we talk about, I know during the show, playing back just then, I revealed to you that I have been in discussion with our hairdresser about your hair, not mine.
I'm getting my hair done today, guys.
You are. And we are pushing for a micro bob with a fringe, with a short
Doing a short block fringe. I'm doing it.
Can you hear the anger?
Do you know anyone would have attitude if someone was trying to redesign their look?
Listen to me.
I'm the one who has to wear it.
When you have let me have my way with your hair in the past, remember
hashtag
when you
too.
Did peroxide
yeah,
short and how
exactly.
good did you look? Well, and then all of a sudden, I didn't like the maintenance. I don't want to go and do the blonde all the time. Okay, that was one.
Sarah, if you were a natural brunette the way I am and someone said to you,
I am a natural brunette.
No, but I didn't make you go peroxide. I did that.
No, but I couldn't pull it out. I'd look dead.
No, you wouldn't.
I look like Draco Malfoy with peroxide hair. That's out.
No one wants to hear the bickering. Have a good day.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch Up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.